Mr. Eliyahu, the mother of the Eliyahu. He just turned 23 in jail. He's around 7 or not even 7. I'm going to read something that I wrote, and then I'm going to read the poems also wrote for my son and the prisoner's moms. Often I lay in bed motionless, thinking of what happened to my son and me. Then tears just seem to drop endlessly. I get sick every time I receive a letter from him, because I'm too nervous to open it. Because the aftershock of my son being held in a cold small cell for almost 2 years, for a simple trip he took overseas, is horrendous. My tears then flow inwardly. Instead of gushing out, they go into my bloodstream, and after that, I fall sick with a high fever for a few days. How can an innocent trip my son took years ago amount to this? My son Ziad Yagi, a normal loving child, was anxious about learning Arabic and visiting family members, decided to go overseas. Who would have known that an innocent trip like this would create rivers of tears? My son, who went to visit family members overseas, was arrested after two and a half years. From coming back from this trip. The FBI decided to charge him with conspiracy to kill and maim people abroad, and also material support. The people my son was charged with are not close friends of my son, and some of them my son does not even know, and some he has not even spoken to for years. My son now lays in jail humiliated and punished for a crime that he has not committed. My son is harassed by the guards constantly. That day I came home and read the news. I screamed and cried continuously for 2 days in a row. The next day the FBI came to question me, and at the same time my son called. My son was more worried about me than himself. He was so worried about me that he called the front office and told the lady to please go check on me to make sure the FBI is not going to arrest me. She told him, "Why would they arrest me? Why would they arrest your mom?" And he told her, "Well, they arrested me for no reason. So why won't they arrest my mom?" Since that day, our worst nightmares began. I run from one court to another with no success. I drive across country by myself with no avail. If people just begin to think about what is going on and really know what is behind this entire thing, then things will begin to change. If we stand together and unite and protest the injustices that are being done unto us, then change will happen. But as long as our mouths are closed, they will continue to oppress innocent people like my son and me. Okay, this is for the prisoner's mom. I combined like the faces and the pain of many of the mothers and families and sisters that I've seen. Her face struck me as the most painful face. Her eyes were the saddest I've ever seen. Your heart will shiver when she looks at you, the daring, most intense eyes I've ever seen. The fiery anger that emanates out of them, the courage, the hope, the fear, the anger, the calmness, the innocence in them. The paleness of her face is the color of the pavement. Her claws get longer when you approach her. Yet she is the mother of us, the sister of each one of us, the wife of one of us. The injustice that has been done onto her created waves out of her tears and tornadoes out of her breath when she exhales. Her hair will whip you, wind around your neck, and carry you like grapevines to knock some sense into you. Then, with a quiet look, the most silent one, she leaves you wrestling with your conscience. One more poem I wrote for my son. Sometimes I wish I can, just like the night and its darkness, and the moon and its fullness, and the stars with their brightness, and the sun and the moon, when they dance over earth, creating tides that gush, disturbing the turtles and the flowers of the sea. Sometimes I wish I had supernatural powers to snap my finger and let you out, to put a smile on those sad eyes and many, many other eyes. Through Through the darkness of the night that can see the ghosts and thoughts of the many, I walk and walk with my hands over my ears. I try to silence the cries of the ones who are oppressed. Then I wish I had the powers. If I had them, no one would ever cry. Joy would reach the horizon. Evilness would be deleted off of the face of earth. The minds of people would be cleansed, purified with a new water of life. I will move the world upside down with the tip of my finger. My tears will create floods. My wings will be an ark for the good to survive. And you, I will make you fly on the arch of my rainbow. I will say what you like when you were a child. How you like to bounce on my feet, fling you up in the air, bouncing you on the tip of my toes, holding you up high, watching that smile that is painted on your beautiful face beneath those big green eyes. Thank you.